As Fiona was telling us earlier in It Says in the Papers, Taylor Swift concerts planned for tonight, tomorrow and Saturday in Vienna have been cancelled after two people were arrested on suspicion of planning attacks on large events in the area around the Austrian capital. Callum Farmer and his girlfriend Jess had planned to travel to Vienna from Dublin for the gig and were in Austria when they found out. Callum, who works for Spin Radio, has been talking to our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan.
Jess looked at the phone and she just said, the Taylor Nation account, the fan led, the one that posts all the fan updates has posted that it's been cancelled. And then you look online and we saw that an hour before that cancellation that all of the news outlets were reporting that there was two arrests in connection to ISIS, that there was terror plots that were found. So deep down, there's a relief knowing that something was found and they didn't go ahead with it, because you just don't know what the catastrophic incidences could be. You don't want it to leave it to chance. As disappointed that we are, we have seen her once, and I'm sure that there's people who are only going to see her in Austria for the one night, and we all know how much of a global phenomenon this tour has been.
That's Callum Farmer. Derek Scally's with us. He's Irish Times Berlin correspondent. Morning, Derek.
Good morning to you.
What happened?
What happened was police came out around 6 o'clock yesterday evening in Vienna saying that they had arrested two people accused of some sort of Islamist plot in relation to the Taylor Swift concerts. There were three concerts. The first was this evening, all sold out. And they were asked, they gave very few details, and they were asked, are you cancelling these concerts? Is the threat serious? And they said, we aren't responsible for cancelling or not cancelling the concerts, but we will be stepping up security. And then a few hours later, then the organisers of the three concerts from Vienna said they had no choice but to cancel the three scheduled shows for everyone's safety. What we've seen since that, and actually in the last few minutes, some leading Austrian officials have come out and said it was a very serious plot, and that they're actually still, if you read between the lines, they're actually still looking for some additional people. They already arrested two, a 19-year-old Austrian man yesterday morning in a town an hour south of Vienna. And he seems to have had a 17-year-old accomplice in Vienna who was also arrested yesterday afternoon. They talked about chemicals, they talked about technical apparatus, but they're giving very little detail. But the Austrian Chancellor has come out and said, yes, a bitter disappointment for fans, but the situation had been very serious.
Yeah, it's very hard for people like Callum and Jess, who we heard from there, who had already made their way to Vienna looking forward to the concerts.
Yes, the Austrian police said that they got a tip-off from a foreign intelligence service. Apparently, the 19-year-old man, an Austrian citizen from his parents from North Macedonia, had radicalized and had started becoming very close to IS, Islamic State, and apparently in July had sworn some sort of an oath to the organisation. So that seems to have been the main concern. And he seems to have stolen chemicals from his employer, a steelworks factory near Vienna. And an interior ministry official this morning said they had gotten some concrete information that something was actually had begun to happen. And that's why they made this short notice decision to arrest those and obviously leading to the cancellation.
Yeah, not new territory for Vienna. It's 4 years ago now that four people were killed in an Islamist attack in central Vienna. People there must be quite on edge now.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was a huge, it was a manhunt in the centre of Austrian's capital. It was shootings taking place right outside the main synagogue there. So everyone was on edge at that time. And since then, Austria has actually created a new anti-terror organisation. And the Chancellor said it was this newly established, it's called the Directorate of State Security and Intelligence, that it was this organisation that liaised with the foreign services. And that's why the threat was spotted early. They were able to act, and as he said, a tragedy averted.
Five dates in London next, and a break to October in Miami, and finishing up in New Orleans for Taylor Swift. Derek Scally in Berlin with the Irish Times.